getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. Get an update on the roads and weather, and then we'll get into our top three stories.
Roadways are looking good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have a chance of rain every afternoon this week for the rest of this week leading up all the way into Friday. And it's going to be hot, too. So it's going to be a high of 90 on Thursday and in between 85 and 90 throughout the rest of the week. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And should be a nice night for bands on the beach today. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is in New Hampshire to launch his second bid for the White House. He filed his paperwork with the FEC today. He first ran back in 2016 and then dropped out of the race to support former President Trump. And now he's expected to paint himself as the most anti-Trump Republican option out there, at least so far. I believe that his town hall is scheduled to start in around 15 minutes or so. So we'll see if we can't carry some of his comments live as he announces his candidacy later on today. A federal district judge in Tallahassee blocking the ban on transgender care for minors. Senate Bill 254 includes criminal penalties for medical professionals who violate the law, and the ruling allows the medical care to continue while the legal challenges play out in court. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit China in the coming weeks. This comes as the U.S. and China have been working to reset relations after a tense year and a pretty tense last couple of weeks, too. Most recently, two aggressive maneuvers made by a Chinese fighter jet and a warship. Of course, back in February, there was a Chinese spy balloon incident that we all remember, and Blinken was scheduled to go to China then, and it was postponed because of the spy balloon. We'll get to local headlines in just a moment. We'll check back in with Gracie, get an updated look on the roads and first warning weather.
Roads are looking great right now. We do have some slowdowns. If you're leaving Mary Esther, getting into Windhaven Beach, that's going to be due to an accident, as well as typical afternoon traffic. But 98 in Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze looking good. If you see something else, give me a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Tonight, there's just a small chance a shower or a storm pops up, and overnight lows will be in the low 70s. A little cooler for some of the inland areas. Heading through the next couple of days, we've got about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly be in the mid-80s. Ahead to the weekend, looks like just a small chance for a shower and some nice weather, typical for this time of the year. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Local headlines we heard this morning from Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook regarding the recent controversy over County Commissioner James Calkins and the comments he made over the Florida Democrat Party. Cook says it's reportedly caused some concern among some employees.
We have had concerns from staff that, you know, may be registered Democrats or their family, you know, or Democratic. And so we have had some concerns from staff, and we have a director's meeting every 2 weeks. And last week at the director's meeting, Brad and I assured the directors that, you know, this was not going to affect the employees.
And Cook says they have taken an open door policy for county employees that are concerned that their voter status could affect their job. He says they're reassuring them that their jobs are safe. Heard from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today, talking more on the two top city leaders that were placed on administrative leave recently.
Lawrence and Adrian were presented with a release, and they have 21 days. It's a federal law. They have 21 days to consider that. While they're considering that, that is what's considered to be administrative leave.
He's referring to Neighborhoods Administrator Lawrence Powell and Parks and Rec Director Adrian Stills. Reeves says it's simply a case of a new administration going in a different direction, adding that there was nothing Powell or Stills did, quote, below board or unethical that led to the decision. Powell has resigned. Stills has yet to respond to that offer there. Speaking of the city of Pensacola, coming up here in about 15 minutes, Mayor Reeves and District 4 Councilman Jared Moore will have a town hall meeting That starts at 5:30, and that will be at the Bayview Community Center. More local notes, two Alabama men facing charges in Okaloosa County for trying to solicit 14-year-old girls for sex. 36-year-old Armin Culbreth and 28-year-old Stephen Williamson are charged with obscene communication and public order crimes in both cases. The men allegedly contacted undercover cops on social media apps who were posing as 14-year-old girls. The upcoming Leadership Pensacola class for 2024 is looking for proposals for their class projects. LEAP has put out an RFP and an application form that can be viewed at PensacolaChamber.com. Interested organizations are asked to submit their application to the chamber by June 30th at the latest there. State notes, Florida voters will finally have the opportunity to legalize recreational marijuana use after a proposed initiative received almost 1 million verified signatures, allowing it to officially qualify for the 2024 general election ballot. Governor DeSantis taking aim at big tech companies today, signing legislation known as the Digital Bill of Rights.
You also have the right to opt out of having your personal data sold. So when they do these platforms, you're signing up. They don't charge you for it. But they take your data and they sell it to all these vendors usually, and they make a lot of money selling your data. Well, you should have the right to say, no, you know, I don't want you selling my data. You now will with this bill.
DeSantis says it creates privacy protections for residents by giving them control of their personal data and banning government officials from coordinating with technology companies to censor free speech.
And the feud between California and Florida over shipping migrants is growing. Governor Gavin Newsom took to Twitter, where he appeared to be threatening Governor Ron DeSantis with kidnapping charges. This stems from the South American migrants that have been sent to Sacramento, allegedly from the state of Florida. And Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg says that he supports a criminal investigation.
Closing arguments taking place today in the murder trial of former FSU football star Travis Rudolph, who he himself testified yesterday.
They was like trying to hurt us really bad, like trying to kill us. I took it as they was trying to kill us. They kicking us, punching us.
He says he ran inside his house and grabbed a rifle after one of the men pulled a gun from his pocket. Prosecutors, though, say the men were already leaving the home when the defendant fired 39 shots at their vehicle.
And cops in Ocala say that a mother was fatally shot in her front door of her neighbor's home while her 9-year-old son stood right next to her. Investigators say that a 35-year-old man, Owens, had a 2.5-year feud with her neighbor, and the cops had a dispatch to their apartments at least 6 times since January of 2021, and they're investigating possible self-defense claims before they can move forward with any criminal charges.
5:20 right now, we'll take a break, come back, a look at national and world headlines on a Tuesday. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
June 6th is D-Day. The Allied forces of America came together to storm the beaches of Normandy during World War II. That invasion released the control maintained by Nazi Germany. As those brave men fearlessly stormed those beaches, it's estimated that there were some 10,000 casualties. D-Day is an example of heroes sacrificing their lives for a cause greater than themselves, the cause of freedom. Interestingly, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, Christians are also called to sacrifice their lives for a cause greater than ourselves, the cause of Christ. As we willingly allow the Holy Spirit to invade our hearts, He will release control attempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. A spiritual battle exists in the heart of every Christian, so be sure to put on the whole armor of God. It's then that God can use you, Christian soldier, to accomplish fearless things for His honor and glory.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Beautiful day here in Northwest Florida. If you're heading to Bands on the Beach tonight, starts at 7. Should be an awesome performer and an awesome night for weather. Speaking of weather and roads, we're going to get a quick look. We're just shy of 525. Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. But if you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, all this week, we are going to have some chances of rain in the afternoon. It ranges from 30 to 50%. Again, that's going to be in the afternoon and early evening. And it's going to be a hot one this week with highs in the mid-80s and even Thursday getting up to 90 as our high. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies right now. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing with national and worldwide headlines, explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent torrents of floodwaters across the region yesterday, each side blaming the other. The dam was built in the 1950s and holds back an amount of water nearly equivalent to the Great Salt Lake in Utah. One thing I kind of wish about this conflict thing, it has to be, in my lifetime anyway, one of the just the weirdest military conflicts where nobody wants to take credit for anything.
Yeah.
The Russians accuse the Ukrainians, no, it wasn't us. The Ukrainians say, oh, they did it. It wasn't us. But, I mean, something's happening. People are getting bombed and all these sorts of things. But, you know, every time Ukraine does something, the Russians are like, you can't do that. And then it was like, well, you're invading our country. So, yes, we can. But it's just weird that, you know, no say, yep, you know what? We did attack the Kremlin.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how small or big the thing is, but like, no one's going to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Well, News from former President Donald Trump. Federal investigators are looking into former President Trump's handling of classified documents, raising suspicions about a flood that happened at Mar-a-Lago. CNN reports that a Mar-a-Lago employee flooded a room where there was surveillance footage that was stored while draining the resort's pool about 2 months after the FBI removed hundreds of classified documents from Trump's private resort.
Investigators dealing with difficult terrain as they attempt to recover pieces of the private plane that crashed in Virginia.
Pilot qualifications, maintenance records, basically everything is on the table until we slowly and methodically remove pieces from the accident site, from records of whether or not it could have been causal to this accident.
And the NTSB is trying to figure out if the cabin lost pressure and caused everybody aboard to lose consciousness.
And an interesting plan from the mayor of NYC, Mayor Eric Adams, is proposing a plan to start paying New Yorkers to house migrants in their homes. Adams floated the idea yesterday while announcing an agreement with some 50 houses of worship that are going to start housing adult male migrants. The New York Post reports that the city is going to pay a place of worship $125 for each asylum seeker per day.
In Oklahoma, school board approving what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. It voted 3-2 yesterday to approve the charter application. The online school would be run by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and religious teachings would be a part of the curriculum. Oklahoma's Attorney General, though, says legal action will come as soon as the contract is signed, saying it's unconstitutional.
And Congressman George Santo isn't saying who paid his bail, bailed him out of jail, but his attorneys want their ID sealed. A federal judge, however, is allowing the names to be released. They've given Santos until noon on Friday to appeal. The media outlets and the House of Ethics Committee want those names, as Santos' legal team says that revealing their identities could spur retaliation, possible job loss, or possible physical harm to them.
President Biden holding his first cabinet meeting today since declaring his candidacy for re-election. Just before the meeting, Biden told reporters the group will discuss implementing the laws his administration has passed through Congress and continuing to invest in America.
And there's a new push in Congress to help keep AM radios in newer car models. Both Republicans and Democrats have voiced support over the new bill that would require car makers to keep AM radio. A House subcommittee had a hearing over the bill today.
In Virginia, the mother of the 6-year-old boy who shot his teacher is facing federal charges now. Deja Taylor is charged with being an unlawful user of a controlled substance, in possession of a firearm, and making a false statement when buying the gun. Court documents allege she claimed to not be an unlawful user when purchasing a handgun last year, even though she was a marijuana user.
And investigators are dealing with a difficult terrain that they attempted to recover pieces from the private plane that crashed in Virginia. The NTSB is trying to figure out if the cabin lost pressure that caused everyone aboard to lose consciousness. That's what happened in 1999 when a plane crashed that killed the pro golfer Payne Stewart.
Fox News update now at 5:30. We're waiting to see when former Governor Chris Christie makes his announcement in a town hall. We'll carry some of that live. After Fox News, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. The field of GOP contenders for the 2024 nomination getting even more crowded today with someone who finds themselves at odds with former President Trump.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he is expected to enter the race as well. He's going to do that in New Hampshire. Christie has become one of the most vocal critics of former president and once again candidate Donald Trump.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. While Chris Christie is in New Hampshire, President Biden at the White House, he had a cabinet meeting today, days after signing a debt ceiling bill. He also talked about the May jobs report, which was surprisingly good.
I'm here with my cabinet continuing to focus on getting the job done for the American people and continuing to invest in America.
He says investing in America means investing in infrastructure, manufacturing, and jobs. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Boeing today warned about a new defect on its 787 Dreamliner planes that will delay deliveries of the wide-body aircraft, the manufacturer's latest production issue. This one relates to tiny spacing in the horizontal stabilizer. Now, Boeing said it isn't related to flight safety and that planes in service can continue operating, but near-term deliveries will be delayed by about 2 weeks. Narrow gains for U.S. stocks today, but the advance was enough for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite to earn new 2023 closing highs. Both the S&P 500 and Dow Industrials edged up 10 points today, while the NASDAQ rose 47. Something new on the menu at Popeyes as of today, yes, another chicken sandwich. The chain is adding a blackened chicken sandwich to its menu, the first time Popeyes has added to its chicken sandwich offering since debuting its traditional version 4 years ago to a big response. The restaurant advertising blackened chicken as a lighter option, seasoned but not breaded. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The PGA and the LIV Tour merged today, which proves something we already knew. People who run sports are quite greedy. But the hypocrisy from the PGA is stunning after they took a moral high ground to fend off the rival Saudi League. Regardless of where this goes, the whole thing is a reminder. Sports are a business, and the bottom line always rules. So next time we hear a league opine on things other than sports, remember, at the end of the day, they are just a business. I'm Andrew Perloff.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Southern Recipe Pork Rinds.
Southern Recipe Pork Rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe Pork Rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe Pork Rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local Tractor Supply Company today.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Beautiful afternoon we're having, and just hope you're enjoying the first half of this week. Taking a look at the roads just a little bit after 535 right now, we do have an accident on 98. This is going to be in the eastbound direction as you are getting out of the nature preserve area on 98, getting towards Gondolier Boulevard. We have a minor accident that is causing a small patch of slowdowns. So just keep that in mind. Again, that's if you're heading eastbound towards Tiger Point, leaving Gulf Breeze on 98. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We also got a text in just a little while ago. Stalled or abandoned truck left lane on the in the northbound direction on Pine Forest just when you come under the interstate. So not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of that, more than our typical afternoon traffic on 98 right there, or excuse me, on Pine Forest right there. But just keep that in mind and be careful for that. If you see something else on the roads, of course, call or text in. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, Gracie, if you would, we'll join Governor Chris Christie here. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but as he's talking to residents at a town hall meeting in Manchester, New Hampshire, right now. All right, that's Governor Chris Christie not saying anything in the snippet that we listened to regarding a formal declaration, but the Fox News headline is that he's announced his presidential bid, and so he's holding court in Manchester, New Hampshire there with voters. Also, just a few minutes ago, getting a breaking news update regarding a shooting at a high school graduation in Virginia at Virginia Commonwealth University. There was a high school graduation happening there. Campus police initially are alerting the public to avoid the area, remain indoors. There are reports of at least four people shot. The conditions of the victims are not known, but there is no ongoing threat to the community. Authorities are still on the scene. So shooting in Virginia at a high school graduation this afternoon, that is all the information that we have right now. Just shy of 5:45, we'll get a quick check of the local roads and our weather, and we'll continue on with a look at everything happening today.
Our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up, so we're looking good right now throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. This week for weather, we do have some slight chances of rain throughout the afternoon. That's going to range from 30 to 50% every day for this week, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be a high of between 85 and 90 throughout the week, going to hit as high as 90 on Thursday. For this evening, it's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton with a low of 71 for tonight. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And besides Governor Christie announcing his presidential campaign, the other top stories today, federal district judge in Tallahassee blocking the ban on transgender care for minors. Senate Bill 254 includes criminal penalties for medical professionals who violate the law. Today's ruling, though, in Florida allows the medical care to continue while the legal challenges play out in court. Looking at sports news today, we do have a few games that have just started. Those include the Marlins and the Royals, also the Rays and the Twins. The Braves are on national television on TBS starting at 6:20 and a bit later on at 8:30. The Cubs and the Angels are squaring off on ESPN+. The big news in the sports world today involving golf, PGA Tour and LIV Golf are merging. The deal will see the end of pending lawsuits. The Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour disrupted the golf world by offering big paydays. They were able to lure golfers like Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, and Bubba Watson away. The PGA responded by revoking their tour cards, but now the two sides will combine into a new, yet-to-be-named company. But big news coming out in the world of golf today. The Oakland A's moved to Las Vegas, hitting a roadblock. Yesterday, Nevada lawmakers didn't move on a measure that would bring the A's to Vegas through public financing of up to $380 million. And this morning, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo tweeted that he's considering calling a special session to help push the bill to the finish line. And the Women's College World Series championship matchup is set now. Third-ranked Florida State will face number one Oklahoma starting tomorrow night. First game, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Oklahoma is on a 51-game winning streak, and they've won the last two College World Series titles. Health and business updates. Apple's new reality headset is going to set you back about $3,500.
Introducing Apple Vision Pro.
Apple revealing a mixed reality headset, its first new product in years.
You can see, hear, and interact with digital content just like it's in your physical space.
So the headset is built with 5 sensors, 6 microphones, and 12 cameras, and it'll be available starting early next year.
And pharmaceutical giant Merck is suing the federal government over Medicare drug prices. The company filed the suit this morning over a new lawsuit giving Medicare power to negotiate drug prices directly with pharmaceutical companies. Merck claims that the law is unconstitutional because it would force companies to provide medication at government-set prices.
Microsoft will pay $20 million to settle charges that the company illegally collected personal data from children. The Federal Trade Commission announced the settlement after accusing the tech company of taking info from kids who signed up for an Xbox gaming account without getting parental consent.
Union members are on the verge of taking a vote to authorize a strike against UPS. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the shipping company are trying to come to a new agreement before their contract runs out at the end of July. The vote is going to be held this week.
And big news for us here in Pensacola, one of the most popular comedians in the world, and on TikTok especially, is coming to Pensacola in October.
And
I wish for a world tour.
There it is.
Bigger than anything I could have ever dreamed of. And I want it full, sold out, with people from across the world who just want to come out, have a good time, and laugh. Can you give me that?
Prepare yourself for the tour of a lifetime. Your wish is my command.
Go! Thank you.
So that was Matt Rife and his genie, who was played by Ashton Kutcher. The two collaborating for his world tour announcement. Rife will be at the Sanger Theater on Sunday, October 8th. The general sale tickets will go on sale Friday morning. There is already the pre-sale that apparently was a bloodbath. Tickets not lasting very long. I would imagine a similar story on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. Also, the cheesiest roadside attraction has arrived in Joshua Tree, California. Cheez-It is inviting travelers to visit a unique rest stop where they can fuel their car up with the world's first Cheez-It pump. It's designed to pump bags of Cheez-It snacks inside the car.
Hmm. You know, Cheez-Its to me, if somebody offers me a bag, I'll take it. I'll say thanks and I'll eat them. I do not, when I grocery shop, stop by the Cheez-It section to get them. So I can, you know, take it or leave it. But I think it's an interesting concept. I mean, it's certainly going to attract folks to Joshua Tree. I don't know what else is in Joshua Tree, but I would not go out of my way to stop at the Cheez-It stop. But if I just happen to be on a road that goes by a Cheez-It stop, I would stop.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, yeah. I wonder why they did it there, because I feel like Joshua Tree is kind of like a place you go to rejuvenate. It's a national park, but I think it's kind of like I'm going to camp and unconnect and eat natural organic things and Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
I think that's the vibe I get from Joshua Tree. I'm not 100% like.
Yeah, no, that I completely understand. I do not know why Joshua Tree was chosen as the site, but I don't know if there's anybody that's done research on that.
Any Cheez-It fans out there that would know.
Exactly. 5:50, we'll take a break, come back. We've got wacky, weird stuff, and, of course, some good news on a Tuesday. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests
pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Running through the strange light, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming.
It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the Beach happening in about an hour and a half if you're making your way to the beach tonight. Roads are looking great and weather is looking awesome. It's 5:55 right now, so going to get a quick look of what's going on our highways. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 and Highway 29 looking good throughout our area. Always, if you do see something on the roads, feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Over the next couple of days, we do have a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. That rain chance runs at about 40%. Otherwise, it'll be sun and clouds in the skies. Highs will mainly be in the mid to maybe upper 80s, a little bit warmer for some of the inland areas. Jumping ahead to the weekend, rain chance is pretty low at only around 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So we start in San Diego, where hundreds of residents got the scare of their life recently. 400 residents opened their mailbox to find letters saying they have cancer, but they actually don't. Grail, the maker of Galleri blood test, says their test can detect more than 50 types of cancer, but apparently a software glitch was to blame that sent out incorrect letters. Retraction letters were sent out within 36 hours of the original cancer diagnosis letters. I didn't know that, if you were getting news like that, you would not want to be told in a letter.
I thought it's usually a phone call, but
or
maybe
in person.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping everyone that got the letter hasn't been to the doctor recently or hasn't had anything recently where they were waiting on news like that. So
yeah,
they knew.
I mean, I feel
this
like
must be sent to the wrong person.
Well, I mean, the whoever sent this out would have had to have their names and addresses on file for whatever reasons. But I mean, you know, like you said, if I haven't been to this place in like years or whatever. Or if there was, you know, I never had a test for something. I mean, I'm trying to picture myself as one of those people that would have gotten a letter and said, hey, based on our, you know, research that we did or whatever it said, you have this cancer. And be like, what? Like, how? Like, I don't know. Haven't seen you guys in like years or whatever. So, but yeah, just really bizarre.
I'm feeling for all the people who gave blood like within the last.
That was it too.
Oh gosh. Another bad one. ChatGPT is getting them young. A photo from a seventh grader's handwritten book report is going viral because he obviously used ChatGPT. Not only did he it just didn't sound like it. You know, a seventh grader would use. He also left the sentence in, as an AI language model, I don't have personal exceptions or opinions written out verbatim. So,
I mean, now I'm trying to remember when I was seventh grade, and like I like to think that I was just too smart for teachers. Because, you know, you got to intentionally misspell a word wrong or, you know, you got to do all these types of things. Yeah. But I mean, to just blatantly and just say like, hey, I do not care what is on this paper. I'm just going to copy it word for word, and to include that without even a thought of saying, wait a second. What did I just write? I don't know. But yeah, that's I hope
feel
it's
like
not true.
AI kind of sticks up, too, if you're just going to copy and paste and just skim it. But I guess if you're in seventh grade, you're not thinking. The last book report before summer break.
Maybe he was doing it at like 2 in the morning and he was at his wit's end just to be like, hey, I just got to put something down on paper.
Yeah.
Good news to finish out the hour. World War II veteran Jake Larson, 100-year-old American best known on social media under the name Papa Jake, enjoyed giving hugs to the many fans he met during his trip to Normandy for D-Day. Larson, who has more than 600,000 followers on TikTok, attended a ceremony today at the American Cemetery marking the 79th anniversary of D-Day. On TikTok, Papa Jake sits in his living room chair and shares stories of World War II and memories of growing up. One of my, in my radio and news career, one of my, if not the most impactful interviews I ever had was with a man by the name of Don Jakeway, who was in the 82nd Airborne flying into Normandy the day before D-Day. Gave me chills just being in his presence.
Wow.
That's going to do it for us here. 6 o'clock news with Channel 3 coming up.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.